See, but Bethel really started off as an Orthodox congregation.
As a what?
An Orthodox congregation.
Was it Orthodox when you came to town?
Yeah, it was Orthodox.
Ooh.
And after a year or so, we changed to a conservative.
Why?
Well, because I had a little, being an Orthodox rabbi, I was on the outs a little bit with some of the Orthodox activities. So I switched over from the Rabbinical Council, which was Orthodox, to the Rabbinical Assembly, which was conservative. And then the synagogue went along with me, and they changed to becoming a conservative synagogue, although we did have Orthodox services every day. And on the holidays, we have a conservative service upstairs and an Orthodox service downstairs in the auditorium.
At the same time?
At the same time.
We had both groups belonging to the synagogue. Mm.
Except that on the holidays, I would go downstairs and deliver a sermon in Yiddish to the Orthodox services.
Wow.
After the English sermon upstairs.
So there was just one rabbi, and you would either be upstairs
up
with,
and down, up
with
and down.
Conservative or downstairs
and
with the
Orthodox.
Orthodox.
That's right.
Huh. What kind of run-in did you have with the Orthodox?
Well, I was not too keen about the way they gave their heksher on certain products.
Like?
At that time, Crisco was always a kosher product.
Hmm.
And the Crisco that was manufactured in St. Louis at that time, they had some outs with the company there, and the Crisco company there refused to pay them what they wanted. And so they told us at the Rabbinical Council meeting that we should tell our congregants not to use Crisco. So me with my big mouth, I got up at the meeting and I said, do you mean to say because they don't want to pay you what you want, therefore you're going to consider the article, which was always kosher, you're going to consider it not kosher? And you want me to tell that to my congregation? I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, that's the way you run your business. I'm through. And I walked out.
That was here in Phoenix?
No. That was at a convention we had in Detroit at that time.
Oh. What year was this?
Well, 1951, about that time. So we became conservative at that time.
Did you change the bylaws?
No, we had no bylaws. We didn't go any bylaws. We had no bylaws, really. We just decided that we were going to become conservative, and so we did.
Was there a lot of disagreement?
No. No, because they didn't decide at that time to join the United Synagogue, which was the layman's conservative group.
Hmm.
So it was just that I myself joined the Rabbinical Conservative Group, mm-hmm. Rabbinical Assembly. But the synagogue said they would go along with me, and we conducted conservative services upstairs.
Did most of the people go upstairs? Or
oh,
was
yeah.
It 50-50?
No, even the Orthodox would come upstairs to the Friday evening services.
Oh, you had Friday evening?
Friday evening. We had our Friday evening services. And even Saturday morning, they would still come up. Because most of our service was really more of a rite conservative service. We had the regular Orthodox prayers and so on. Just that the sermon was in English, and I would read an English prayer once in a while. So the service was really not the right conservative. So most of the people would come upstairs. It was just on the holidays and during the week that they had a special Orthodox service downstairs in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.